Thank you for being here to another episode, and welcome to another episode of Be Fearless Podcast. Today, we are diving deep into the world of cinema with a remarkable guest who has been making waves in the industry. Our guest is a renowned film and TV critic, longtime news writer with her own online channel, or her own online channel. Jana on camera. Let's welcome the fabulous Jana Negasi. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dagmar. Thank you so much for having me. It's a
I am
pleasure to be here.
staying here. So excited to have you here on Be Fearless Podcast. Well, welcome and thank you for your time in advance. For the people that doesn't know you, that is the first time that are listening to you. Who is Jana Negasi and what was her dream growing up?
Oh my God. So I'm Jana Nascimento Nagassi. I'm originally from Brazil. I'm from São Paulo, and I've been living here in the US since 2001. So it's 23 years here.
Oh my
And
God.
yes, and I was when I was little, I want to be, let's say, famous. But I don't know, but when I was little, I didn't know what type of famous I want to be. If it was a singer, an actor, a writer, a journalist, a doctor, I don't know. You know what I mean? Something, I want something that I can contribute to the society. And then afterwards, I got into the medicine university. I stood for a year and then I dropped because that's not something that I want to do for helping people. And then I went to journalism and now I'm here doing the entertainment news.
That's
So making the fun
fantastic.
part of the entertaining news and make people happy, I think.
Yes, I was looking at too on your content, and I love it. You've been doing numerous red carpets events and interviewing big, actors and actresses and attending these amazing Hollywood events. So I think you are doing an amazing job, by
Thank
the
you. Thank you so
way.
much. It's like a it's a work of love because it's not, you need to be persistent, you need to be like follow some rules, and you need to be like on top of everything. So, and I'm very grateful that I'm still there doing that since 2006 that I've been doing that.
That's fantastic. So you studied journalism, but what inspired your passion for cinema?
For cinema, you know, that's fun because when I was little, my dad used to watch all these Western movies and on TV, and we didn't have like streaming platforms. We didn't have anything. Everything was on the channel, and he used to watch them, and he used to talk to me, and sometimes he could like pretending invent some stories behind the scenes that he didn't know, you know, because that wasn't his background. But he was the one that inspired me to the side of entertainment, which I love that. But then years later, when I was like working a company, I went to do the public relations for the entertainment part of this company. And then I fell in love with like movies, TV series, and it's something that is with me for quite some time. And here we
Oh
are.
wow. So you get into the like entertainment side of journalism, but what shaped your journey as a film critic?
What changed is when I started like, because before in 2006, I started producing a channel that used to go to Latin America. And then I started doing interviews. And then with that, I had to watch all the movies. And then the studio start asking me, what is your reaction of the movie? What do you thought about the movie? And then I started sending my reaction. I was like, well, I can talk more about this. And then that's why everything started. You know what I mean? It was something that one thing leads to another. And that's why I became a film critic. And in 2020, 22, 21, 22, I was invited to join the Critics Choice Association. I'm a voting member there. I was part of another association before, but now I quit. And then I'm also part of the Film Independent, which is the one that creates the Spirit Awards. I'm also a voting member there. So when you vote and then you talk about movies and everything, that's why I love movies, you know. Every movie you watch, you learn something new. Some movies you don't like it, some movies you love it, some movies have some issues.
Make it cry.
And then we try to make sure that that's when I got to the film criticism.
That is fantastic. So you started then as a film critic, and then in 2012, you started writing for the Gazeta News, which is, I understand, it's a United States-based Brazilian newspaper. What has your experience with this publication influenced your approach into film criticism? And is there any connection between Brazilian American community, or is just a focus on American filmmaking, or is just international?
I do both, especially because like now it's changing a lot, but back then we didn't have too many Brazilians in Hollywood. We have some of them, but not a lot of, we still, there is a way to go, still a long way to go, but now we have like more representation of Brazilians in the industry. But back then I was focused more on Hollywood, the releases here in Hollywood, and the Latinos, because I used to live in Miami, and then they have a lot of Latinos there. Latinos, the one that speak Spanish, not Latinos, the one that speak Portuguese. Mm-hmm. So that's why I focus more on that. I like to do interviews and pieces on newcomers, especially like new directors, new actors. I think they are like, they have a different style. Some of them, they have a different look, and they are new people. And nowadays it's changing a little bit. We have more Brazilians writing, more Brazilians acting, more Brazilians behind the scenes. It's not just on independent projects, but also on American, let's say, Hollywood projects. Like examples, we see Alice Braga. She did Queen of the South. She did some of the movies, The New Mutants. Mm-hmm. She has a new series coming up for Apple, but she also has some independent projects from her. Wagner Moura is another Brazilian that he did Narcos. He did a lot of stuff, but he also directed a Brazilian movie in Brazil. You know what I mean? So he's a mix of people. But I'm open to everybody that want to talk to me. And now I'm not just focused on Latinos. I have all different, if you go to my channel, you see all different nationalities there.
Yes, I noticed. And by the way, you're doing an amazing job. Your channel is going to be is on its 10th anniversary, right?
Yes, next month is going to turn 10. Yay! Double digits.
I love that. Yes. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You started in 2006. We're talking now 2012. Now it's 2024. So you've been in the industry for over 20 years now, right?
Yes. Over 20 years. And it's a whole complete different monster. It's interesting how much it changed with the streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Everything changed, and it was so fast. Like, and after the pandemic, during the pandemic, and after the pandemic, it changed a little bit more. And it's incredible how much change, how much I've been being part of that. Like, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
You don't, not only you do journalism, do you do any additional, like, any productions, or I'm trying to figure out if there's any other facet to
when I managed the channels, I was like the producer of two programs, but nowadays I'm producing my own channel. I edit my own stuff. I do I watch the movies, I watch, I make the questions, and then this is what I do. What I do.
That's, and yeah. Let me tell you, for what I had the opportunity to see on your channel, you're doing an amazing job, by the way. You are a member of the Film Independent and the Hollywood Creative Alliances, right?
No, Critics Choice Association.
Creative Choice.
Okay. Hollywood Creative Alliance. That one. That's the one that I quit.
Okay.
This was too much. Too much going on.
You had the opportunity to engage closely with industry professionals. You share like one of those memorable moments or insights that these experiences left in you?
Yeah, it's amazing. When, you know, a couple of years ago, I was in the same room, like doing a roundtable interview with Steven Spielberg. I was like, oh my God, I watched E.T. when I was little. And now I have the director right here in front of me. This is some of the moments that we share with them, because not everything is on, is available, you know what I mean? There's some moments that we just have with them right there, and some of them you can't describe, you know what I mean? It's so amazing, because that fun girl, yes, inside sometimes had to hold herself, because I'm a journalist, and then you need to like behave as a journalist.
But that happened.
I wanna tell them, oh my God, I love
that happened to me in my last interview. I was interviewing Denise Duff.
Okay.
On my last interview here in the podcast, and before I invited her, I didn't know who she was. So like, I knew her face was familiar, but it wasn't until I read the bio that I was like, oh my God. And I was holding myself not to find out on her. I was like, okay. And then when I read yours, I was like, oh my God, okay. So I don't want to find on you either. So I kind of like relate with that sentiment of having the opportunity of, you know, developing yourself in an industry on a job that you love so much, and then coming across with people that you truly admire, you have seen their work through the years, and you follow them, and then you have them face to face, and they mark your life forever. Like that moment stay present there. You know, it kind of like brings a unique perspective for you also, in the way I see it, that it kind of like gives you a new light into how to critique films. How do you balance those experiences with the obviously the cultural nuances with your universal approach to film analysis, and trying to kind of like not mix the emotions of that fan within you versus the professional, like how you do that?
Oh my God, I'm going to tell you, it's really hard. But when I get into the screening room to watch a movie, I try to leave, like that's the Jana, journalist, film critic here, watching this movie, not the Jana, the girl that is a fan, that is, oh my God, being followed this actor, even though I'm very excited about it, but I need to leave that person outside.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's easier for us, because you need to differentiate like a fan than the critic. You know what I mean? There's some movies I think it's they are amazing. For example, I really enjoy Emma Stone. I think she's an amazing actress. But her last movie, I didn't like it. That's my opinion. I didn't like it. So it's not because I love her. I'm going to tell, oh, my, the movie's amazing. No, the movie's not amazing for me, you know? So exactly. We need to leave that. I always leave that person, the other person.
At the door.
At the door. And then try to see the movie with my journalist, my film critic eye. That's what I do. It's hard. I'm going to tell you, it's really hard.
Yes, because you have to leave your biases behind.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
So I mean, if you am doing that for over 20 years, it's definitely you require mastery, and that's something that you have right now, mastery on
I
film
think so.
credit.
I think so.
No, I mean, I can tell by the content that you post on your channel. You definitely have mastered this ability to kind of like separate your personal, emotions and opinions from that you may have about any type of work or actor, and then do the job. Like, I can tell that when I listen to your work, is like you definitely being objective. Like, I can listen
Thank
the
you.
objectivity within your words.
Yeah, sometimes you can feel that depends what I say, you know that I like or don't like the project, but I'm not gonna tell because it's a fine line, especially when you like interview them. You need to have a respect of the effort they put on that. You know what I mean? Even though it's not good or if I didn't like it, they spend time doing it. They spend, you know what I mean? They spend time like thinking about it, even though it didn't work, but you need to have respect for those professionals, you know what I mean? Because if not, they're gonna hurt them. And I don't wanna hurt them, you know what I mean?
Do you still write like for the newspaper, the Gazeta,
Yes,
or?
I do have a bi-weekly column for them that goes on print. That one I just do the like suggestions for the weekend, and then online I have some critics, some movie critiques that I do. I also post the interviews that goes on my channel that also goes over there. So it's like a balance. I still write it for them.
That's
But the
awesome.
good part is that some of the interviews I can post in English because that goes for the Brazilian community here and people speak English or Spanish or Portuguese. So
Do you publish also in Brazilian, in Portuguese? Brazilian, listen to me. Portuguese.
not in Brazil, not in Brazil. Just here in the US. I don't have any publications in Brazil. But Brazilians can access that. Like if they go online, they can access the newspaper as well.
Awesome. What has been more rewarding for you? Like being a film critic or being a writer? Like, if you had to choose between these two,
I think be a film critic because it's something that I'm. You know, I'll be very honest with you. I never ever thought about this girl from São Paulo that speak another language. It'll
That's
be
awesome.
here in Los Angeles talking, watching, have like sometimes I watch movies way before a lot of people, like not just me, like all the critics, we watch movies way before everybody else. And not in my wildest dream, I thought that that's gonna happen to me. You know what I mean? So,
Is it hard for you watching a movie that is so good and you know it's going to be so good, and then you have to wait all this time until it's released to the public?
it's
And then
hard, but I need to. But
I can
I just okay. I watched this movie. Okay, now I write my notes. And now I need to forget about it. Until the day that I can publish or the day that I can say something. Sometimes it's hard because sometimes they are so good and I want to talk about it and I can. And I can. I can. Cannot.
What is the time period between like, or the longest time period that you have to wait between kind of like doing a review for a movie before it gets released?
Sometimes I already watch movies that I hold for 6 months. And
That's
sometimes we have a month, sometimes it's 2 months, sometimes we watching in 2 weeks and then they tell you, ah, you can publish the day before.
Okay.
That's it's not a good sign because that the movie's not good.
Okay, so now that's good to know. Now we know that if they published the day before, that means the movie's not good.
Yeah, it depends, you know, depends. Sometimes they try to hold that and you cannot publish anything because then people, they get to get the momentum that the mm-hmm. people go to the movie. They don't have time to read the reviews before going.
Okay. That's fun. I see that you also have a personal website. Do you still have the Mama?
Yes. Mama's no, Mama, that's not mine. That's someone that I collaborate. My website is JenOnCamera.com. That's someone that I collaborate sometimes with her. She's amazing. Tessa, she's amazing. And then we also, I send some, depends, because we also, sometimes we get the same interviews, the same stuff, but sometimes I get different ones, and then those different ones, that's the one that she wants.
Okay. But I'm trying to rephrase this question. How do you manage then, or how do you curate the content for each platform, or what you get to collaborate with in what gets into Jenna on Camera?
Okay. Yes. They for my channel, I try to as much as I can get the invitations, I do it mm-hmm. because I try to highlight everybody, you know what I mean? Not just the well-known people, but the newcomers as well. So for my channel, for Jenna on Camera, I do pretty much everything that I'm approved, everything that they approach me, or everything that I try to go after, I mm-hmm. put over there. For example, for Gazeta, we try to put everything, but I try to highlight the most well-known and also the Latinos, not just the Brazilians, but also the Argentinas, yeah. Puerto Ricans, the U.S. Spanish-speaking people. And for example, for Mama Gigs, I try to give to her what she doesn't have, which is, let's say, the Brazilians, I cannot offer to her because most of the time I do the interviews in Portuguese and her channel is fully English, so I can offer her like a different actor that she didn't get for a specific movie. So that's what I try to do.
Okay. Let me ask you, because I already asked, we already talked about what had been the most memorable moments or interview. Now, let me ask you, which has been the most difficult interview that you have done?
Oof. That depends. I'm not gonna name, but there is.
It doesn't have to be negative, you know, on the negative side. But I guess that what I'm trying to kind of like assess, like the most challenging, because either their personality was so complex, or you know they're so developed as an actor or an actress that it does challenge you as a critic.
Yeah. So some of them are very like intimidating, I will say to you, because and now like with the Zoom, we kind of shoot ourselves. But even though it's very hard, because that person is seeing you. You know what I mean? So some of them are really, really challenging, especially the most well actors and actress. They already answer all the questions I can say to you. And then sometimes you need to come up with newer questions or more challenge questions for them. You know what I mean? So that's the most challenged part for me. Especially the ones that they have more experience, they are here on this doing this for like forever. Those are the most challenged part for me, you know. Yeah, all of them. You need to come up with different questions. There is like, of course, some of the projects you need to what attract you to this project, but sometimes you need to go beyond that. You know what I mean? Like be more creative on the questions to get to them, because that was something that hits them. That's what I think, because they're so tired to answer the same questions. And if you hit something different, like, oh, then you can find, I don't know, an actor that likes that do some social work that people don't talk about. It is something that you can talk about, something different, and then they like to talk about.
So let me kind of like dig
I don't know if I
deeper.
answer your question.
It does, I mean, it does answer the question. But let me dig deeper then, because then that means that you have to prepare somehow. What is your process to kind of like make sure that you got the best questions for these actors and actresses? How's your research process for each film? Like, could you kind of like give us an insight of how your mind works in that way?
It's first of all, if let's say I'm gonna interview, I'm gonna put an example of the interview that I did earlier today. It was a stunt coordinator for one of the movies that's gonna come out, in 2 weeks. So I watched the movie first to see, oh, I'm going to interview the stunt coordinator. So I see what he did pretty much before watching the movie. Oh, he working in this movie, he working in this movie. So okay, he has a pretty much experience. So I watched the movie. When you watch the movie and then you see, oh, he did this, he did that, da, 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 da. And then you go do the production. And then I go to the production notes, which is the studio providers, the production notes. And after that, I do a research online to see what type of interviews he already did. This is the way that I go, that I do. If he's a newcomer, someone that doesn't have anything, I just stay with, oh, he did one or two projects, or, and then I go watch the movie, and then I check the production notes, and that's it. And then I create my own questions.
Awesome. Based, I mean, you have an amazing resume. Like, your experience as a critic, as a journalist, is truly amazing. I commend you for your hard work.
Thank
Your content is really good, and I can tell that you have very objective experience, and you know how to get innovative information from each interview. So you guys, you have to follow her. Now, two
you.
more questions before we go.
Sure.
You've done the journalism, you do the writing for a newspaper, you do the film analysis and critic. You do all these things. What else is left for Jana to do?
I think I need to, as we talk about, I wanna write a book to talk about this experience. I think there is a lot to talk about, because if you to look at my story, you know what I mean? Someone that comes from, it's not impossible, right? So, but someone that comes from Brazil thinking that, oh my God, how I'm gonna make my dream come true, and then I'm here in LA doing it. Of course, it wasn't easy. It wasn't like that, but there is a lot to talk about. You know what I mean? The things that you can do, the things that you cannot do. I wish I can write a book, and I wanna get more interviews, more stuff to talk about, because this is endless. There is so much to know. There is so much talent behind in front of the camera that people can do it. And maybe I can start doing the video critic, like the critique on video, because that I don't do. I'm afraid to do that. I don't know. I don't know why. For some reason, I think writing is easier for me.
Yeah, I mean, it once you get it, I love an author as well. So I think the first difficult book for me to write was the first one because it had a lot to do about my story. But once you get the once you get past the first one, everything comes easy.
Any tips for that?
Yes, I have tons of. I'll make sure you get them. Now, I guess that okay. So we can expect a book in the future from Jenna. Now, for the people that has listened, the audience out there that has listened to your story, your success, what would you tell them today that they could start doing to improve their lives and achieve their dreams based on your experience?
Study a lot, read a lot, be persistent. You're going to receive a lot of no's. Please don't give up. Even if people say no to you, be persistent, keep doing what you're doing, you know, because it's people think that, you should start getting interviews. No, it's not like that. It's not one day I want an interview and the next day they gave me the interviews. No, it's not like that. You keep doing it. You keep showing up. You keep following the rules. But most importantly, like, be yourself. You know what I mean? Don't try to copy anyone else. Try to be yourself and try to have your own voice, especially on the interviews. If you see my interviews, they're different from other ones. And I try to be, you know, to be me, just to be yourself. That's my advice for the people. Study, research, don't give up. Most important.
Stay authentic. I love it. I love it. Thank you. So let's see where people can actually connect with you.
They can connect with me like through my Instagram, which is Jenna on Camera. Also follow me on my YouTube channel, which is Jenna on Camera as well. I'm also on Twitter, which is X right now, Threads, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Everything is Jenna on Camera. So it's super easy.
And you also have a blog, right?
And my blog is jennaoncamera.com.
Awesome. So
everything is so easy.
Yes. Oh, so easy. And all the links are on the description of the episode. So feel free to stop by the description, read about Jenna, and also connect with her. Jenna, thank you so much for your time, for sharing your wisdom, your story, how you came from, you know, Brazil all the way to LA and you know, just went for your dream and your passion for film and you know, just giving us the best feedback and insight of every single project that you work on. So thank you so much for everything that you do. It's been an honor to have you here today. So thank you for your time. In the meantime, you guys, I just want to remind everybody out there that don't know, authorship, the art of writing books, self-publishing, and marketing on a budget got released, you guys, last month, okay? This is my latest book. Don't forget to grab your copy if you haven't. And then until the next one, Jenna.
Thank you. Now, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. And I'm always here with new stuff, new interviews, new everything.
Yay!
Amazing. Thank you so much.
And don't forget, she's celebrating the 10th anniversary of her YouTube channel. So don't forget to stop by and subscribe for her channel. Believe me, you're going to love it. Now, help me send people away today. And let's say this together. Until next one.
Okay. Until next one. Okay.
Until next one. Don't forget to unlock your potential.
Until the next one.
I think. And be fearless.
Be fearless. Yay.
Nos vemos. Sí. Bye.
Gracias.